Welcome to the Prophecy Club. Today, I'm going to be just talking from my heart. I'm just going to be telling you what I think is coming and why. I've made about two different talks today, made the PowerPoints ready to go, and it's just that's not what I was supposed to do. I think this is what I'm supposed to do. Let me just talk from heart. Let me just tell you what I think is coming. And in times past, when I've done that, people really like that. It's a little bit more scary. A bit more scary for me, but nevertheless, my heart is to warn you. Okay, so since I'm talking from the heart, I went out to my refrigerator and I got you this. I made this loaf of bread Saturday, I guess it was. And I was just told we got a guest coming in town and they want me to make another loaf of bread, so I guess I'm going to hang up making a loaf of bread. But I tell you, this is excellent. And I'm going to eat very well when the food shortage comes, and I'm going to be getting a lot of food out to a lot of the people. So I bought some bags like this. You can buy them. This is the heel. It's here's, and I love the heel too. So typically in the morning, I will take one slice, put it in the toaster. Sometimes when it comes out, I put butter on it, sometimes jelly. Sometimes like some kind of a cheese spread, you know, whatever like that. But typically I will have at least one slice a day. I found that if I have three slices a day, it gives me so much energy that I find it difficult falling to sleep. That's how much energy is in whole wheat bread. So my suggestion is that you get you some whole wheat bread, all the wherewithal to make it, all the recipes. And what you do is you go to josephkitchen.com and you get your machine package. Next thing is you get you the ingredients, okay, the wheat and all of the wherewithal to make it. And then you download you watch the videos, download the recipes, and you can make cinnamon bread. I mean, all kinds of bread recipes up there, pineapple bread. So anyway, this is what I recommend that you get. Yes, there's a lot of different things that you could eat in time of trouble, but my heart is, one of these days, I want to be handing out slices of bread, and in a real time of trouble, even if they're working hard, two slices a day will provide enough food to keep a person going. And in a real tight situation, they could probably live on one slice a day. Anyway, so there you go, josephkitchen.com. They still are offering buy one, get one free on the red wheat pails. Comes in a pail, not in a paper bag. And it lasts for a long time. And, of course, someone emailed me today and said, you don't think it's going to last a long time? In other words, before Jesus returns, well, I thought Jesus was going to return in 2020. So here we are. Well, you know, what do I know? You don't know. You don't want it to go bad. Okay, so let me start on what I wanted to share with you today. First of all, one of the things that grinds on me is the TV that keeps calling us a democracy. We're not a democracy. We are a republic. What's the difference? A democracy is mob rule. It's whatever the people vote for, they get that. And of course, that's what the devil wants. A republic is a republic where they have passed laws and continue to pass laws, and everybody agrees to follow those laws. But these days, even our Constitution, the left, the devils, don't follow it. But we are a republic. We are not a democracy. Second thing, let me talk to you about the left and the right. Okay, so in my opinion, you may differ, but I don't think a real Christian can be a Democrat. I don't think that we can be a Democrat and vote for abortion and same-sex marriage and those sort of things. If you're a Democrat and you call yourself a Christian, I think you need to either stop calling yourself a Christian or you need to start pushing for the things that Jesus would push for. Okay, so here's what the left has done. They have tried and tried and tried to take out Trump with Russia and the lawfare. They even tried to take him out with a bullet. Now, here's my opinion. I think that they know the real polls, okay? Not the ones that we get. They know the real polls. And they saw that Trump was so far ahead that they were not going to be able to catch him. And so at a last-ditch effort, they thought, well, let's put a bullet in him, because that way, if we do that, then our man Biden, our puppet on strings, will be able to continue and he'll make it. And so they tried that. And I know that Mark Taylor, back in 2011, prophesied that Trump was going to be president. I mean, and he was like the only one who said that. He also said that they would try everything they could to take him out, but they couldn't take him out. That he was called to basically drain the swamp. Well, praise God. Now, let me just say, I don't think Trump is Jesus, and he is like the rest of us. He has sinned, and he's done wickedly, and he has to have the blood of Jesus wash him clean, too. And this Biden Biggs, and I guess I should say something about that. See, if I have someone on the Prophecy Club and they give a word, I stand behind that word when I put it on Prophecy Club. So then they will see the name Biden Biggs or Vicky Parnell, and then they run over there and they start watching other things that those people have put out. And they find something that's wrong. And then I get an email about it. Hey, they did something. Well, they don't report to me. Okay, they report to Jesus. And so Jesus is quite capable of correcting his own, as I can attest. So I can't stand behind everything that person says, and they make mistakes. I've given 5,000 personal prophecies. I've given one that wasn't God. Leslie says she has, but I don't know what it was. We all miss. Bible says we see through a glass darkly. So if you're expecting someone to never miss, you are going to always be disappointed. So I guess what I'm trying to say is, eat the meat, spit out the bones. Okay? Eat the meat, spit out the seeds, as they say. You have to have wisdom to decide what's really of God. And I think that's one of my calls. I'd like to be able to say I guarantee everything I put on Prophecy Club is accurate, but that's not true either. So I guess what I'm trying to say is just take a breath, back up, understand we're human. Understand that the blood of Jesus is still there for us, and we watchmen are doing our very best to bring you accuracy as best we can. Even the ones, and there's several out there that make my skin crawl. I mean, I go to them, it's like running fingernails down a chalkboard. In the spirit, I can't listen to them. I call Leslie in. What do you think? And she can't even make it over to the screen before she turns around and walks out. She says, that's not God. That's what I thought. And some of them have 200, 300, 400,000 subscribers, and not God. I would love to be able to tell you some names, some people to stay away from, but that's not my call, okay? They report to Jesus, and as I can attest, I've done things wrong, and I have found myself with my face on the floor more than once, repenting, because I did something wrong. So that's Jesus' call. He corrects his own. He doesn't need my help. And by the way, he doesn't need your help either. trust me, he doesn't need your help. I could make a whole program on corrections that I've had, but it'd just be too embarrassing. I wouldn't want to. I don't even tell Leslie those things. I mean, I make mistakes. So back to the point. I think that the left has tried to take out Trump, and the last thing that they tried was the bullet. And since that didn't work, then they had to replace their man, Biden. But I think that they have been, this time, lying and cheating has got them into a corner, and they're not going to be able to find a way out of it. Now, I need to talk about Dimitri and the Revolution. I do not think it is coming immediately, because God has given Leslie several newspaper headlines that will be coming at least in advance of it. Now, we don't know the order of them, but we have not seen any of them, not one of them, come to pass yet. So I do not think the internal revolution is yet. However, let me say some things. Now, what I'm about to say, I cannot prove. I get all kinds. I get 50 to 80 emails a day. Again, thank you very much for sending your emails to me. And I get all kinds of information. I've been doing this, you know, since 1993. And there's a lot of stuff up here. So I can't tell you exactly where I got everything. But here's the general consensus. This is, as they say, scuttlebutt on the internet. That apparently what happened was, when they killed JFK, the military intelligence said, we've had enough. We've had enough of this secret back room, smoke-filled room, under the table, behind the back, group of people. We know them as the Molochs. We're tired of them just killing our people, just doing what they're thinking that they're going to run the place. So the military intelligence decided they were going to do something about it. And so they worked on a plan. Worked on the plan for many, many years. And finally, they came to a decision. Either we're going to have to do it from the ground up in an internal revolution, or we're going to take over the presidency, and we're going to try to do it from top down through the presidency. And we're going to clean this nest of evil out. So they sought for a man. They came up with 10 possibles. They finally went to Trump, and they said, here's what we want to do. Now, of course, Trump was a Democrat at the time. I think what happened, I was just guessing, I think that the military intelligence showed them all of the things this bad group, this evil group of people had done. And he said, whoa. And I think that's where he turned from being a Democrat. And they said, we want you to run for president. We'll help you. We'll support you. And the reason is we want you to help us clean out these nests of evil people. And he said, well, would I report to you or do you report to me? And they said, oh, no, we report to you. And he said, all right, then I'll do it. So that's when he decided to come down the escalator and run for presidency. I think that that was his idea, but I also think it was God's idea. Again, he's not Jesus. He's not perfect. But I do think he is the best hope that America has. I think if Trump had not done what he was done, we probably would already be in the internal revolution, and who knows, maybe the Russian bombs would have already hit us. I mean, this is about softening and delaying the judgment of God, okay? So then the plan was that Trump will return. Some of the prophecies do say president, but I think he will return as commander-in-chief over the military, and I think he's going to set up, the scuttlebutt is, a new republic. The name of that is Republic of the United States, not of America, just Republic of the United States. That's what it's going to be called, so I'm told. And it's actually going to start the fall of America, because him coming in, apparently there's something happens. Now, here's what I hope happens. Hope that he wins the election and he can walk in peacefully and there's no arrests anytime soon. Because when you see the arrests, probably that's going to be the mass of the internal revolution. I don't know. But let's put it this way. The devil told Benjamin Fulford, we have ruled this planet for thousands of years. We'll destroy it rather than give it up. So when we see the devil kicked out of the financial house, out of the government house, out of the control, especially the military, when we see the devil kicked out of there, then we can expect to see the suitcase nukes and a whole lot more bad stuff. So I think what we're about to see is a new republic, new money. Then about 6 months later, according to Pastor Massey, we'll have about 6 months between the start of the new money system and the destruction over the suitcase nukes. And that's as best as I can guess. I'm telling you the best as I can guess right now. And I'd love to be able to say this is, thus saith the Lord, this is the order exactly when it happens. But as you know, God keeps his secrets very close to him. They've got to break the old world order, which was set up after Bretton Woods. They've got to break the Christian nation because they want to form a new world order. They've got to break the old world order in order to bring in a new world order. Now, I don't think we can have a new world order. I know a lot of people, I mean, I've been looking for this stuff since 1993. I mean, I've been studying since 1984. And I can't tell you how many times I've thought, oh, well, new world order, new world government is probably here. It's not here. Because you can't have the fourth beast, which is world government, until you have the third beast. The third beast is the caliphate. That's the caliphate as in the leopard that has four wings of a fowl, four heads, and four wings and four heads, and it's a leopard. So that's the Muslims. We have not seen a time where there is a group of Muslim nations, each of those four nations cooperate and work together as one. We have not seen that. That's called the caliphate. However, we could be getting very close to that now. As we see this situation with Israel, see, if you want to know what time it is prophetically, you look at Israel. Israel right now is at war. And probably, this is just a guess, probably coming out of that war is going to be the caliphate. Probably Israel will give the Palestinians a state, just as what Joel 3:2 says, and also Leslie was told, Omar ushers in Palestinian state, and that Palestinian state, probably part of that is giving the Jews back access to the Temple Mount, control of the Temple Mount. The Jews have their four heifers, three of which are still already prepared for sacrifice and ready to go, and they say that they're going to sacrifice one of them this year. But it may be that they're waiting to get access to the Temple Mount back. That might be. Now, I don't know. I mean, I haven't heard any prophecies come along on this. Leslie's prophecy is the closest I have. Probably part of giving that Palestinian state and that land swap and that moving around of national boundaries, in that we may see access to the Temple Mount and coming out of that may be a caliphate, the third beast. And then, of course, shortly after that could be the fourth beast. Now, yesterday I explained to you why I think the tribulation is 7 years, and I had to skip one of the reasons. But anyway, it's the tribulation is 7 years. All right, let's go on. So watch Israel. Watch for war. Watch for the caliphate and the third beast. 2025 may bring that in. So I looked up. The 49 days of counting the Omer is from April 15th to June 1 in 2025. Pretty close to where it was in 24, I might add. But anyway, we do not know for certain that Omer ushers in Palestinian state is the counting of the Omer, but that is our best guess, and I've not gone any yawns to the contrary. Now let's talk about finances. They are in progress of crashing the old system. I talked to my white hat banker, and him and I both agree that the bad guys, the Federal Reserve, are in progress trying to bring in their CBDC, Central Bank Digital Currency. That's the bad guys destroying the old financial order to bring in a new digital financial order. Well, the good guys are trying to destroy the old financial order, trying to destroy the dollar too. Seems like just about everybody around the world is. I mean, as of June the 9th, they signed an agreement. It's now Saudi Arabia is selling their oil only in a yuan. It's my understanding. I haven't got a confirmation on that, but I've definitely got one article and I read it to you. Anyway, so the bad guys and the good guys are trying to destroy the old world order, financial order, and they're trying to bring in a new world financial order that is digital. And the good guys think they're going to bring in theirs first, and the bad guys think they're going to bring in theirs first. Now, who's going to win? Well, I think, and I hope, and I pray, it's the good guys. Now, when's that going to happen? Well, according to Coverstone, November, December, and January. According to Chris Reed and Shane Warren, you could all put it all about the same time. Sometimes before, some say before or shortly after the election. I mean, we're looking at, and that's another thing. You know, excuse me, as I said, I've been doing this prophecy a long time, 40 years studying it, teaching it 30 years, memorized the book of Revelation. I have never seen God talking this much. I can remember in the 90s, I hired a lady, and that's what she did for a living, is comb through like about 20 or 30 newspapers a day, looking for articles for various people she did this for various topics they wanted. And I gave her a list of I think it was like 10 topics. Paid her like $300 a month to go through newspapers, scan them. And then every week she would send me an envelope full of clippings out of her newspapers that had to do with my topics. My topics were, you know, New World Order and things like that. It had to do with world government and prophecy. And she was really good. She gave me a lot. This is before the internet. And so if you wanted the information, you had to clip it out of a hard paper, okay? And if I were to get the same information today, I would be getting probably an envelope three times as big daily. I mean, your guys, thank you so much, but I get 50 to 80 emails a day. I get somewhere around 20 hours of YouTube, you know, videos a day for me to look through, which, by the way, that's the reason if you will tell me what you want me to see and also a time code for me to go in there, because if you send me a 90-minute video, I probably won't have time to watch it. I'm just being honest with you. I mean, it's just me, okay? I mean, I do the research. I make the PowerPoint. I make the video. Another lady edits it and posts it to the various platforms for me. So, you know, I don't have a room full of 25 people doing the research for me like probably Fox News does. Anyway, it sounds like the prophecies are saying we're going to be seeing this fourth quarter of this year, first quarter of next year. Remove Moloch from power, finances, government, and suitcase nukes. This is to remind me to tell you that when Moloch is removed from this, when they take down their financial structure, or you could say it this way, when you see, basically, Donald Trump come in, when he takes control, shortly after that, I don't know if it's months or years, I hope it's years, but we're going to be hit with the suitcase nukes, we're going to be hit with food shortages. I tell you, food shortages coming. JosephKitchen.com. I don't just advertise. I started the company, okay? I mean, I started the company because I think God had me start the company, because I think this is his way of providing food to a lot of his people, if we can get them to listen. And I believe you're listening. I think that the shortage is going to last 4 months. I know Brandon Biggs put out that he'd had a vision about how long the financial difficulty would last, and he said he saw four trees that had leaves on them. All the leaves fell off all at once, and he thought that that was 4 years. I said, no, if it had been 4 years, you'd have seen all of the leaves fall off one tree and then another tree, but when they all fell off at once, it's saying 4 months. I'm not saying 1 year, it's not saying 4 years, it's saying 4 months. That's the interpretation of it. Okay, Trump restoring America, draining the swamp, gets America destroyed. See, that's what me and you and just about all of America want to see. We want to see this evil removed and America to be made great again. But the problem is we are too evil as a nation. There's too much sin in us for God to allow that to happen. Instead, he has written in 6 chapters in the Bible that he is taking America down. Well, then, how come Trump seems to be getting in? And how come the good guys right now seem to be winning? Well, I think that's a good way to say it. Trump and the good guys now seem, heavy on the word seem to be winning. I think it is God giving us a little bit more time, because if Trump hadn't come along, we'd have probably already been hit with nuclear weapons and already been taken out. I mean, I thought it was going to happen in 2020. I'm shocked to find out we made it to 2024. But I can tell you that Trump has made a lot of delays, a lot of good in our nation. His draining the swamp is a good thing, probably getting rid of a bunch of these bad guys. But look, the devil is not powerless. He's very powerful. When Adam and Eve ate of the fruit, the kingdom was given to the devil. You remember when God called a meeting, I think it was in Job, and Satan also came, And he said, where have you been? He said, I've been walking to and fro and up and down on the earth. Well, those are ownership words, because he owns the world. And that's the reason when the seventh vial is poured out, that's when he heard great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and his Christ, and he shall rule forever and ever. So right now, the world belongs to the devil, and he is rightfully owning it and controlling it. And right now, God is stepping back. But I think Trump coming in and restoring America and draining the swamp a little gives America a little bit more time. Now, I'm almost done. The Bible says the new world order, the world government, is actually his plan. Revelation 17, 13 and 17 says, these have one mind, and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. In other words, all of the nations of the world give their military and their government and all control over the Antichrist. For God hath put in their hearts to fulfill his will, and to agree, and to give their kingdom unto the beast until the words of God shall be fulfilled. Now, why would God allow a world government to be formed, allow all of the money, all of the military, all of the governmental decisions, everything be turned over to the Antichrist? Because he then draws them down. He puts a hook in their jaw, Ezekiel 38:8, I think it is, 8 or 10. Puts a hook in their jaw, draws them down to attack little Israel. When they do, that's when Jesus returns. The heaven rolls back like a scroll. Jesus returns on the white horse behind him. There are the two angels with the sharp sickles. And back behind them are the armies in heaven. Back behind them, us, that are the bride of Christ that just came from the marriage supper of the Lamb. We've been the marriage supper of the Lamb now about 4 months. And Jesus returns, and that's when he has all power and glory. Because at the marriage supper of the Lamb, he came in as a lamb, he left as a lion. He came in as prince of the kings of the earth, he left as king of kings and lord of lords. And on his vesture and on his thighs a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And out of his mouth, he brandishes his sword, which is a light sword, and he, and that, we've talked about it a lot of times, but that morning star, that light sword, that's what it is, it's light. It's the light of life. But as the light of life hits the tares, they fall to the ground and pile of ashes and bones. The other two angels with sickles take those sickles and slash the grapes. That's what causes the blood to rise to the horses' bridles by the space of 1,600 furlongs. And that's that morning star, when it comes out, it doesn't just hit the earth. It goes to all of creation, and it dissolves the sun, the moon, the stars. They're gone. They're dissolved. I dug that scripture up and read it for you. They're gone. And all of the sinners on the earth fall to the ground, a pile of ashes and bones. The earth is cleansed of all sin. The hills melt like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. They melt like water running down a steep place. Every hill falls, every valley is raised. The earth turns into a nice, round, smooth ball because he says he makes a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. All of this is all of his plan. Now, in my opinion, I don't think we're in the tribulation. Not yet. I think we're very close to it. And I could be wrong. We could see the Antichrist pop up any day now. But I personally think we probably have another year, maybe two, if we're lucky, three on the outside. But it's coming. It's coming hard and it's coming fast. And the reason all of this trouble is coming is because there's going to be a powerful revival just before the end hits here. A revival that is going to sweep millions of people into the kingdom. And then after that, then all of the judgments hit. And literally, I started to say all hell breaks loose, but it's really all heaven breaks loose. All of those judgments, I'm talking behind me here, all of those are judgments of God. All heaven breaks loose on hell. That's really the correct way to say it. Okay, well, I've taken too long today. I hope you've gotten some out of it.
In a world of uncertainty, be prepared with Silver Prepper Bars, your ultimate hedge against political instability and economic turmoil. Introducing the Silver Prepper Bar, crafted from 0.999 pure silver and proudly made in the USA. This tangible, divisible asset can come in handy even in the toughest of times. Portable, perforated, and easily tradable, the Silver Prepper Bar is your lifeline in times of crisis. When facing inflation, currency devaluation, and financial meltdown, Silver Prepper Bars provide peace of mind. Don't wait for disaster to strike. Secure your future today with the exclusive Silver Prepper Bar, the only silver bar on the market divisible into three different size pieces for maximum utility, all while fitting in your wallet. The smart choice for savvy investors and preppers alike. With Silver Prepper Bars, you're ready for whatever tomorrow brings. As gold and silver prices continue to surge and top economists predict upcoming shortages, now is the time to secure your precious metals in the form of Prepper Bars, the only bar on the market divisible into three sizes for maximum utility. Place your order before supply runs out and prices go up. Don't wait for disaster to strike. Don't leave your future to chance. All payment methods accepted. Order your Silver Prepper Bars now, 0.999 pure silver and proudly made in the USA. Silver Prepper Bars, ready for whatever tomorrow brings. Order now.